Iran. A beautiful land on our blue planet. Travel with us to new and intact places. A trip to Iran's wildlife.
Hi, I'm Shaheen, an Iranian nature traveler. To get familiar with Iran's beautiful nature, keep me company. Let's go to Sistan Baluchistan, southeast of Iran. I'd like to introduce a marvelous creature to you. During the warm season in Iran, those who know swimming use every opportunity to bathe and enjoy themselves. For many residents of cities, bathing and swimming is limited to going to a pool. But many people make use of every opportunity to swim. Such people can be attracted by any sea, river, stream, or narrow channel in cities. But you may not know that in some of these choppy and exciting waters, sometimes two small black eyes approach us on water and look at us as a disturber and a threat. Two eyes that become red as they come close to the victim. These black eyes, which send shivers to every heart, belong to Iran's swamp crocodile called Gando by the locals. You never thought that Iran's swamps can have crocodiles, but it is true. Gando is the only crocodile native to Iran and the largest reptile of the country, which lives in Sistan Baluchistan. This animal has interesting behaviors, such as digging deep channels beside rivers and ponds. Gandos, through digging these channels, prepare refuge for both living and resting at warm hours of the day and preventing evaporation of water. They contribute to saving water in channels so that the water of ponds and wetlands are preserved during warm season and dry periods. That's why the Baluch people like this animal very much and believe that wherever there is a gando, there is water. Is the Iranian gando a man-eater? There is no exact answer to this question. The main food of this crocodile is composed of the fish, birds, and mammals around the river. Thus, gando is not a man-eater by nature. Gando is not aggressive like other alligators and crocodiles, as it doesn't need much food despite its size, and 500 grams of meat can satisfy it. In Sistan Baluchistan province, people have a very good relationship with gandos. They consider these animals sacred and avoid hurting them. During drought, the Baluch people take gandos from dry ponds to deeper ones and provide them with food. The native people are no threat for gandos. The main problem for gandus is drought and shortage of water in this region. The young gandus are especially susceptible to a shortage of water and warmth. They are also prone to the attacks of animals like birds of prey, kingfishers, lizards, dogs, foxes and jackals. Altogether, gandus in the ponds and pools are no threat for the local people. Children swim in these ponds freely and women calmly wash their dishes and clothes by the ponds. The only case of attack on human being by this reptile was reported on the death of a 6-year-old child. So, don't let your children play near water in the habitats of this animal. The wisest thing to avoid being the food of this 3-meter reptile is to refrain from entering its domain, and you should know that the female gando is the only reptile which spends her whole time to protect her eggs and does not feel well at the presence of strangers near her house. So, don't disturb Gando's family. If you step in the habitat of this cold-blooded animal, respect its sanctity and keep enough distance from it so that it doesn't have to defend itself, for you may not have the time for defense. Till another trip, bye!
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. This is the Heart of Life Pounding. IRIB English Radio.